Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have the return of Opera Providence, and Renee De La Gaza is back. Welcome back, Renee.
Good to be here.
And Dr. Robert DeRobbio is here. Welcome back, Robert. Nice
Thank
to have you
very
with
much.
Us.
Pleasure to be back.
Nice to have you here again. And I don't know, over the years, the many years that Conducting Conversations has been going on, both of you have been frequent guests. I would have to say this is going to be 7 or 8 times, I bet, over the years.
Definitely. And we've appreciated every opportunity to be on WCRI.
He looked up at the wall to make sure he had the right call letters, because he's so famous. He's on many, many radio and television shows. So WCRI is very pleased to do its part to get the word of opera out to our listeners, and we have a huge amount of listeners that are opera fans. And Renee, you're a local guy made good.
Well, thank you.
Because you teach frequently at the University of Rhode Island, correct?
Yes, and I'm also now running the opera program at Rhode Island College.
So double duty there as well. And we're very fortunate in the state to have someone with your talent here that gets to put all these things together and help out a lot of people over the years. And you get to star in some of these productions, too.
So. I do. It's a great job.
And we'll get to find out more about that. We have 2 productions coming up for Opera Providence this summer. Just starting next week on July 18th is going to be La Traviata. And that's going to be an amazing production. Big deal.
We're very excited about our production. We've got a great stage director, Nathaniel Merchant, and an excellent conductor, and some wonderful singers that are going to be in the production.
And this is going to be at the Columbus Theater, 270 Broadway in Providence, and that's going to be on the 18th and 20th. And what times are these performances, Bob?
The Friday evening performance is at 8 o'clock on July 18th, and the Sunday is a matinee performance at 3 p.m.
So 8 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and your choice, and or do both.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that. I wonder, do you have any people that go to both concerts, that buy tickets for both?
Yes, we do. Most of the parents of the chorus members and of the and of the main stage performers come to both performances.
Well, it must be interesting to kind of compare. Was that as good as Friday or better than Friday? Renee, what do you find in your history? Do you normally find that as a production goes, it gets better, or it gets, not quite as exciting as the opening night?
Oh, I think the opening night, there are the opening night jitters, and the second performance, people kind of settle in, and I think that performance is generally the, I wouldn't want to call it the better performance, but the more relaxed performance.
There you go. I think that would drive me crazy. As a performer in my quartet, I know that there's always going to be another concert next week or the week after or next day.
Exactly.
And I get to sing those songs again. But in your case, this is 2 shots and done for the most part.
2 shots and done. But, you want to make the most of each one.
Right. So, yeah. So each one is going to be up there. Robert, when you're putting together a program, what causes you to pick something like La Traviata? Is there in the back of your head, you're going to do this in 5 years from now, or Opera Providence has been around for a while?
We try and stay with those operas that are well known to the general population. In the past years, we've tried to do some newer works, and they haven't had that recognition with the opera patrons, as well as the ones that we've done recently with the Pagliacci, with Cavalleria Rusticana, with the Mikado, with Traviata,
sure.
and such. So yeah. we do try and stay with those that people can recognize, know the music to, and want to hear again.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to some music. Renee, what do you have for us first?
Well, we'll begin with the a brindisi, or a toast called Libiamo nei lieti calici, and you're going to be hearing Richard Tucker and Anna Moffo.
I was going to introduce that, but I'm going to let you do it. Beautiful music that has been around a long, long time. As a matter of fact, Renee, I'm going to ask you, put you on the spot, about how long has that been around?
Well, the first production was in 1853, and this opera actually comes from Verdi's middle period, and Rigoletto came in 1851. Mm-hmm. You didn't think I'd know this, did you?
I'm pretty impressed. The audience has no way of knowing, but he has no notes. This is right off the top of his head.
Yeah, but it wasn't a great hit, the first performance, and it wasn't until later performances that it has become probably, I'd say, one of the three best of his operas. Mm-hmm. In terms of its audience approval. But that's why we're doing it, because it's a great opera, and it's the aria that we're going to hear is a real test for a soprano, because it is high, it's fast, it's dramatic, it shows just about every facet of an artist's singing ability.
Okay, well, before we get to some more music, Robert, I want to get back to you as to if people want to get tickets for this, for any of the productions for Opera Provence, how do they go about that?
Definitely. Tickets can be had by calling 401-331-6060, and they will get me on the phone, and I will take the ticket order with either a credit card or sending in a check, and then we'll mail the tickets to them. All performances, the ticket sales are at that number, 331-6060.
Okay, 331-6060, area code 401. Mm-hmm. Operators are standing by, as they say.
One operator,
and you can call any. If I were you listening to this, I'd call around midnight and see if you can.
I do get the calls at midnight. I do.
Because sometimes there's specials that go on that time of night.
Definitely, you know? Definitely.
All right. Renee, let's get to this next set of music you have for us. Describe this.
Well, this is the big aria in Act 1 for Violetta. It starts with Estrano, and then there's a middle section, Follia, and then the most exciting part of this compound aria is the Sempre Libera, which ends with a high E-flat. It's very, very spectacular ending to the Act 1.
All right. We will listen to as much as possible of this. What we'll do is we'll maybe fade into it a little bit and make sure we get to that big finish, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Opera Providence's Renee and Robert and talking about the upcoming wonderful season for Opera Providence and a busy week coming up, Robert, with the 18th and 20th being La Traviata, but you have other things. You have on, in the middle night, you're going to put on a performance at the theater also, right? Columbus?
Correct, because the theater is available to us on July 19th. We're doing an evening of Neapolitan music with tenor Dominic De Pasquale and his orchestra Romanza. So if anyone wants to go have a little bit of nostalgia and Neapolitan music, tickets are $20 open seating and can be purchased still by calling 331-6060. We are also performing free concerts as part of the Mary Angel Trevorrow's Neighborhood Performing Arts Initiative, and that will be on July 27th and August 3rd, Sunday. They are Sundays from 5 to 6:30 at Hopkins Park. Again, getting your complete repertoire of opera music there, along with our productions in August of the Mikado, August 8th, 9th, 10th, at the Columbus Theater, August 13th at Blythewald at 7 p.m., followed by some great return performances of Pirates of Penzance at the Stadium Theater on October 11th and at the Hanover Theater with Opera Worcester on October 18th.
Wow, all this happening. And for those of you that are interested, you call that phone number, and not only will you get Bob, but you can make a reservation for because after any of these concerts, people can go back to your house for dessert, right?
Either my house or some great restaurants on Federal Hill.
All right, one or the other. All right. But at any rate, well, that sounds like a very busy season. And Renee, I know you're very involved in putting a lot of this together too. Bob does all the grunt work, and you take all the glory, right?
You think? I don't know. Well, certainly Bob is, he's the Energizer Bunny of the company. Mm-hmm. He does a tremendous amount for Opera Providence, and we're very fortunate to have him as our president of the board. But my position is artistic director, so I put together the concerts. I hire the singers, and the conductor, the stage director, and it's exciting work because you're putting together an artistic vision, for mm-hmm. each production.
Sure.
And you have to make sure that everyone gets along.
Well, that's an important thing. We'll talk about those everyone's in a minute, but let's get to another piece of music now, and then we'll come back and talk about the cast.
Great. We're going to hear an aria by the tenor Alfredo. He sings Lungi da Lei, and this leads into his very famous aria, De Miei Bolenti Spiriti. And it's a beautiful aria, and this is sung by Richard Tucker.
Amori e le pompose feste, o voglia maggiorezza, vede a schiavo ciascun di sua bellezza. E pur contenta in questi ameni luoghi, tutto scorda per me. Oh.
visual. We're not listening to the actual performers that will be performing that music, because it hasn't happened yet. So let's talk about people that will be singing rather than Robert Tucker, who was just singing.
Yes. Well, we have a wonderful soprano, Natalie Polito. Natalie currently is in Saratoga Springs, and she's in a production of The Magic Flute, and she's singing The Queen of the Night. She has a spectacular coloratura voice, and she'll be singing Our Violetta. The tenor for the performance will be Giovanni Formisano, who has performed with us several times, very talented young tenor. I will be singing the role of Giorgio Germont, and we have some wonderful singers in the smaller roles, including a local favorite, Jason Sheely, who's a bass baritone, and he'll be performing with us as well.
Excellent. All sounds like a wonderful thing, and they probably will all be happy together, because you'll make them that way.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. And now there's also other things involved as far as this is concerned, the performance is concerned, because there's got to be something on the stage. There's got to be some costuming, right?
Right. We have a beautiful set, and Mike Regan, who's also our lighting designer, will be in charge of putting that together for us. But I think it's for the space that we have at the Columbus Theater, you have to be very inventive. There's not a lot of wing space. So we've come up with a set that I think will fit the bill and look quite luxurious.
As a gem on that part of Providence, the Columbus Theater is a great place to see something like this. But if you're a performer, you realize that if you've been backstage, there's not a lot of space. It's It's not PPAC.
No, it's not PPAC. But one thing that it does have, which is for opera, is a tremendous gift. Is the acoustic in that space is fabulous.
Right.
It has a fabulous acoustic, and I really love singing there because of that. It gives you you really feel your voice in the hall.
There are certain theaters, and I've performed at Columbus also, and there are certain theaters around where you just feel comfortable. Maybe the backstage, you don't have the couches and a nice green room, but once you're out on the stage, the audience is happy because they can hear very well, and it feels good singing there. My favorite place happens to be in Worcester. You mentioned that earlier, at Mechanics Hall.
Yes.
It's one of those places you just feel comfortable singing. All right, let's get to the next piece of music and tell us what you have for us now.
This is in Act Two, Ditti alle Giovine, and this is the duet between Violetta and Giorgio Germont. And in this particular portion of the duet, Violetta is realizing that she's going to have to break her relationship off with Alfredo, and it's very, very tragic for her, and that's obvious in the music, which is very doleful.
Oh,
Robert, one of the things we did discuss when we talked about the cast was the fact that there's a very large chorus, also along with the cast, the large cast, and a large orchestra.
I definitely think that the opera patrons will be very impressed with our production because we have 23 members of the in the orchestra, which is difficult in fitting into a 12-person pit.
Right.
So they spread out on the first level of the orchestra section, and the chorus has 24 people in it. So it's really a full-scale production that no one will leave the theater without humming their favorite piece and saying, this is great.
I'm not real good at math, but by the time you take all the chorus and the orchestra and the stars and the tech people, you're probably talking about more than 60 people involved with this production.
Easily.
That's amazing. And with all the costuming and everything else that goes along with it, it's quite an undertaking. So if you're listening and you've been on the fence, this is going to be a wonderful event. Please get out and support Opera Providence and get to the Columbus Theater on the 18th of July. That's this coming Friday night or Sunday the 20th. And we'll give you those details again in the next segment. But right now, Renee, let's get to this last piece of music before we take another break.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most well-known arias from this opera, Di Provenza il Mar. And this is Giorgio Germont is trying to convince his son to return back to Provence. And this aria is sung by my favorite baritone, Robert Merrill, who I heard a couple of times at Yankee games singing the national anthem. Sure. Hmm. That was a real treat.
All right. We'll listen to Robert Merrill and take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence.
Ma si è finito.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and I'm sitting with Opera Providence, and they are having a very, very busy season with things happening all over the place. We talked about quite a few of them, but as soon as La Traviata closes, the Mikado is going to get under production, and a wonderful production by Gilbert and Sullivan. And Renee, a lot of people involved in this one, too.
Oh, we've got a large cast. Our local favorite tenor, Michael DiMucci, a soprano from New York, Allison Pohl, Andy Pappas, who was singing last season in Pirates, will be back as Coco, Jason Sheely, Ian Pomerantz, Ariel Rogers, Christopher Davey, who just sang the national anthem at the Red Sox game, and Rosalind Osser and Amy Rose Willett.
And so this is going to take place on August 8th, 9th, and 10th. At the Columbus Theater. Wait a minute. That's 3 days in a row. 8th, 9th, and I thought opera singers couldn't do 3 days in a row.
Well, sometimes.
All right. And then on August 13th, it's going to move from the Columbus Theater to the beautiful Blythewald Mansion and Gardens in Bristol. And that's on August 13th. And all of that information is available on operaprovidence.org. We'll give you that information one more time before we go. But right now, let's get to a piece of music about Mikado.
Yeah, well, we'll start with one of the most famous trios, Three Little Maids from School. And it's a silly little number, and everyone loves it.
Mikado, you know that you're going to have some great costuming and some choreography, and let's talk about those two people.
Sure. Our costume designer is Everett Hoag, and he has been working on both productions, both Traviata and the Mikado, as well as our choreographer, Celia Tafuri. So they're working with Everett's working with about 40 people in costuming for both productions, and Celia's working with about 25 for both productions, so...
So busy people.
Busy people.
Very busy people. Well, Robert, I want to thank you for coming in. It's been great to have you back here on Conducting Conversations. It's always great to see you, and we're going to have you back again soon because as busy as this summer is, you have a busy fall coming up.
Definitely, with the two productions in October of Pirates of Penzance.
And we want to talk about that. And one more time, the website is very easy to remember, operaprovidence.org. And the phone number, Robert?
401-331-6060, and you talk to me for your tickets.
Talk right to the boss and get your tickets. All right. Renee, thank you for coming in, bringing
My
all
pleasure.
Of your knowledge and experience with the opera world, and I thought I had put you on the spot there, but no, you came up with 1853, the right year, because I was all set to nail you on that one, but you had it. There you go. We have two more pieces of music we're going to listen to on the way out, and hopefully we'll be able to listen to them. Both of them. What do you have for us?
Well, we're going to hear The Sons Whose Rays, a soprano aria, and we'll finish with There is Beauty in the Bellow of the Blast.
Excellent. And to all of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Of his tail.
Yes, I like to see a tiger from the Congo or the Niger, and especially when lashing of his tail.
Volcanoes have a splendor that is grim, and earthquakes only terrify the dolts. But to him who's scientific, there is nothing as terrific in the falling of a flight of thunderbolts.
Yes, in spite of all my meekness, if I have a little weakness, it's a passion for a flight of thunderbolts. If that is so, sing them down there, it's evident very hot is our one. Away we'll go, and merrily, merrily, no tonally, tarry till day is done. There is beauty in extreme old age. Do you fancy you are elderly enough? Information I'm requesting on the subject interesting is the maiden all the better when she's tough.
Throughout this wide dominion, it's the general opinion that she lasts a good deal longer when she's tough.
Are you old enough to marry, do you think? Won't you wait until you're 80 in the shade? There's a fascination frantic in the room when that romantic. Do you think you are sufficiently decayed?
To the matter that you mention, I have given some attention, and I think I'm sufficiently decayed.
If that is so, sit very down, then it's evident very hot is someone. Away we'll go and merrily, merrily, no time to tell till day is done. If that is so, sit very down, then it's evident very hot is someone. Away we'll go and merrily, merrily, no time to tell till day is done. Sit very down, then we'll merrily, merrily, no time to tell till day.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.